This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Trusted by parents, loved by kids. Now, if that line sounds familiar to you, it's probably because it belongs to a brand that has been around for more than two decades. Carey Jr. was first launched in 1997. They are today the fifth largest player by market share in the total liquid wash category in Malaysia, competing with established family shower brands in the market like Dettol and Lifebuoy. The brand overtook Johnson & Johnson as the market leader in the baby liquid wash segment some 5 years ago, and now holds a value market share of just under 40% in the baby shower category in relation to Johnson & Johnson's 21%. The success of Carey Jr. is largely attributed to research and innovation. And to talk to us about this success, how they've managed to grow as a brand and grow the trust of their customers, we have with us on Marketing Mojo today, Sriram Krishnamurthy, Chief Executive of Wipro Unza, which manufactures and markets Carey Jr. and other personal care labels like Enchante, Safi and Bio Essence. Sriram, welcome to the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So let's just start with the rise of Carey Jr. since the brand was first launched in the market, this is like 1997.
Right.
You're almost 25. You're like 23 plus right now. No longer a kid, you know.
Yep.
But I remember Carey Jr. from when I was a kid. So It's still really fresh in my mind. How have you managed to stay fresh in our minds over all these years?
I think when you're all about fun as a brand, it gives you a lot of leeway to play. And the entire team of Carey Jr. that we have, both internally in the company as well as our advertising agencies and our external partners, they all have fun. Mm. And that rubs off on the brand. And it's easy to stay contemporary when we do that. And all along, we've had a series of innovations which also helped the brand stay contemporary and ahead of Who else is trying to play in the same space.
So speaking of innovations, you know, were there major milestones concerning innovations for the brand in its growth here in Malaysia?
Yeah, the first big milestone happened very soon after launch. Initially, the brand was conceived as a direct competitor to Johnson & Johnson in the baby segment. However, Johnson & Johnson is a very strong brand in that category, especially in the 0 to 3 age group, when the parent is making all the decisions for the kid, for the baby. And we found the going pretty strange because our numbers were there, but we were not gaining much in the age group that we were targeting. However, the brand had a sweet spot in the age group of 4 to 8, which was by accident, if you ask me. Then we put two and two together and said, this is a wonderful opportunity. Why not create a kids segment away from the baby segment? So in our minds, Johnson & Johnson, if Johnson & Johnson is preschool, we are kindergarten. That's how we see it for ourselves. And it's a case study that is probably unparalleled in the whole world. We can't see, I don't know of any other brand which has taken on this opportunity and made a business that is bigger than J&J anywhere else in the world. So we're quite thrilled about this. And in fact, the opportunity is even bigger.
Mm. So you say it happened by accident, but you also attribute your success to research and innovation.
That's right.
Right? So let's talk about the importance of research first in order to successfully market to children and their parents.
Yeah. Research is super critical. But when it comes to children, research is even more important. And it's very critical that it's done in the right way. Because in the traditional methods of research, you have a questionnaire and people respond in a very rational manner. And it's very difficult to get those kind of responses from kids.
Mm.
Kids just play.
Yeah.
And by nature, therefore, research with kids is a very tough proposition. So if you want to explore, you have three or four concepts with you and you want to test what works best with kids, it's not the traditional research that will help you get to the answers.
Mm.
And it's about exposing the concept in a way that is friendly to the kid for to get the right reaction from the kid. And then it's your ability then to filter the feedback and say what is really working with these kids and therefore what we can magnify in the eventual mix. So research with kids is a specialty, and we do that as a culture in the company within the Carigino team, and we don't necessarily outsource it to a research agency. So we tend to visit households and play with kids ourselves and get to know the answers.
So the brand also underwent a redesign in terms of packaging in order to cater to parents' concerns and the needs for their children as well. Tell us a bit about this redesign and what it focused on.
This was about 2014 when we thought how to bring more fun to the idea of bath time being playtime. So the Carry character as an elephant was existing even before that, and kids had a very close relationship with that mascot when they visited the schools and sampled their products and so on. So it was a memory etched in the kids' minds. However, in the purchase occasion, there was no particular trigger that was really able to appeal to the kid to be interested in the purchase. Firstly, they were not shopping most of the time. The parent was shopping by themselves. And therefore, if the kid wanted something to purchase, it had to be a special request to the parent beforehand. So how to get there? So one of the thoughts we were exploring in the market was we explored some other categories which are about impulse for kids. And then we thought of something like Kinder Joy as a great concept, and say, how can we make Carry Junior the Kinder Joy of personal care in Malaysia?
Right.
So the toy concept was born that way. And however, this was just an idea. And we sell shower gel at the end of the day. And, you know, how to incorporate the toy and was a big technical challenge. And our team got to work with our packaging material suppliers, the designers, to incorporate a secret chamber inside the bottle underneath the label. And it was done in 5 to 6 months flat. And we did a theme of around 6 toys and made it a collectible rather than just one single toy, a boring thing, because kids love variety. Every time they purchase something, they want something different. And while toys is a great thing, the time spent with one toy can be pretty short.
Yes.
They get bored with toys also. So you better give them different stuff at different points. Otherwise, the same old thing gets very boring for them. So we've had 4 seasons of different themes of toys. So there was when the SEA Games were on, we had a Sukanraya campaign around the toys. And now, right now, we have a finger puppet thematic around the toys. So every time, the toys have also kind of been updated every season to bring more novelty and excitement.
And for the parents, I understand that there were yogurt and anti-mosquito variants to appeal to them as well?
The mosquito repellent is a lotion. Is an innovation as well, because what we love is parents who like their children to go out and play. And one of the concerns that parents have, especially in the dengue season, is that if I let my child go out and play outdoors, there's a chance of mosquito bite and therefore contracting dengue. So that was a big concern, and therefore we thought we should have a solution as Carry Junior, because we wanted to encourage kids to go out and play. And play with imagination and characters, and therefore we this is a very long lead time project, because the Ministry of or the Department of Pesticides and everybody, you know, any insect repellent gets into that territory, and therefore to make a kid safe product and that also sensorily is good, smells good, and is easy to apply and is very efficacious. Was quite a long gestation period project. We took more than 2 years for us to get this product out. And while it's not a blockbuster in terms of sales volumes, it certainly brings a lot of credibility to the brand in terms of efficacy. And also, those who use it really, really like the product. And it helps brand love.
All right, it's time for a break already. When we come back, we discuss how the innovations at Carry Junior over these last few years has directly impacted the brand's market share acquisition. Marketing Mojo will be right back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
I have a dream.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
This is Marketing Mojo with Audrey Raj. Sri Ramakrishnamurthy, Chief Executive of Wipro Unza, is with me today, and we are discussing how research and innovation has catalyzed the rise of Carey Jr. in Malaysia. So Sri Ram, I have to ask, is there a secret to marketing kids' products?
I think marketing to kids has earned a very bad reputation globally. It is seen as a very manipulative area, whereas kids are such naturally trusting people that everybody hates to be using the language of, you know, targeting kids and marketing to kids and so on. It's not a very good image for this skill. What we like to see ourselves as doing is to bring fun to personal care. Now, how can we get kids to shower, to have fun while having shower? And as it is, most mothers tell us that it's a chore and it's a war to get to get kids to bathe.
I can vouch for that.
And how can we make it fun? That's been our mission. So the shower is the single biggest occasion in the personal care spectrum of what the kid uses, and therefore. So bath time is fun time is one part of Carey Jr. And how we add fun to the shower is by bringing imagination play through the characters, you know, the Carey the elephant and its gang of friends. So that's the character play, and using the toys as figurines also that the kid could carry to the bathtub. So we help, stimulate the imagination of the kid, and it helps in overall mental development, that kind of character play. And that's something we are quite passionate about. So one part is the research about what really helps the child play while have fun while having shower. The other is the innovation about the packaging itself, making it colorful, bright and cheerful, and also the fragrance being very fruity and very natural for the kid to enjoy. So it's part of design in terms of packaging as well as the formulation. Yet it is gentle enough for the kid to use with all the safety parameters not being a concern. So that's what we communicate to parents. So it's a trusted by parents is basically for that aspect. So you still don't have to worry that it could potentially harm your kid or anything like that. It's perfectly safe. It's tested. We all use it on our own children at the office. So we have a clear conscience on this. So that's something we're happy about. But yes, the formulation and all that is one part of the design. The other is the brand part of how we help imagination play while having a shower.
So coming back to marketing to kids, there is this very powerful tool that kids have over their parents, and it's called Pesta Power.
Yeah.
How has Pesta Power played a role in Carey Jr. marketing their products?
Well, anything the kid wants, you could classify it as pest power. So I think that's fact throughout the world. However, I think the occasions in which the family went out shopping together, where the kid could actually influence the purchase while it is happening, are reducing in Malaysia. So it's become more of a, if you ask most of the kids today, they don't enjoy shopping with the mom. The mom, when I'm going to shop, are you coming with me? No, I want to play with my screen.
And most of the time, parents are buying stuff online as well.
Correct. And that's, while parents, shopping is a big pastime in Malaysia, so people don't substitute the entire thing with the online purchases. They still shop. But the kids shopping along with the parents has come down a lot, frankly. So to that extent, we have to work harder on ensuring that the kid demands their favorite brands when they buy shower gel or whatever.
All right, so all these innovations we've been talking about, the repackaging to fit the toy within, creating toys that are based on Carey Jr.'s mascots, and you know, to encourage imaginative play and shower play, all of this. How much has it lent to the brand's growth and to Carey Jr.'s market share acquisition?
Well, we tend to measure ourselves not in terms of market share of liquid shower market as such. We'd like to see ourselves as a kid specialist. And therefore, if there are 100 households in Malaysia that have a kid in the age group of 4 to 8, how many of them are using a separate shower for the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if I look at the market that way, only 20% of households that have kids actually use a kid-specific shower. The others are using what they use themselves as adults.
Yeah.
Now, kids' skin is quite different from adult skin, and it is inherently thinner. And the barrier properties of skin are not fully developed till you reach the age of 12 or something. So till then, the adult shower, especially if they're antibacterial or very harsh formulations, it's better to use a milder formulation for the kids till that kind of tween age group is reached. And that's our mission. We don't consider Johnson & Johnson as a competitor. We see households that use adult shower on kids as our main competitor. And that's our mission.
So have you incorporated what you've learned with the research and innovation into Carrie Jr. into the other personal care labels you have under your fold, like Enchanta and Safi?
This brand is so much into kids. It's difficult to extrapolate that learning into other brands. But yes, having fun while we work is a critical habit that I believe is important for the culture of an organization. And that's something which Carrie Jr. can teach us a lot about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Carrie Jr. team, whether it's in marketing or any other function, there is also a very strong activation team that goes around schools and samples the product, dressing themselves up as the elephant mascot and things like that. So the reception they get in schools when they sample the product as an elephant, it's an unbelievable experience for many. So even we ourselves go in the guise of the mascot and have fun.
Right.
So so having fun is the biggest learning that Carrie Jr. has given us in the workplace.
And just before we go, Sriram, Wipro Unza's strategy and vision for Carrie Jr. This year, 2020, and the years to come, can you share with us a bit about
vision
that?
Vision is all about anybody has a kid, they should be using a kid-specific shower. That's our mission. It doesn't have to be Carrie Jr. also by that by that logic, but at least not the adult shower for the kid. So expanding the pie of kid-specific shower is our medium to long-term agenda. In the short run, we will have fun by having newer and newer editions of toys and different kind of toys. If there is a new theme next year, we'll have a new theme of new season of toys. And so that's those things keep going, coming and going. And we'll have new variants coming. So today it's about the yogurt, which is, probiotic kind of formulations that we have launched in 2019. That's the flavor of the year for in terms of new launch, but we are working on many more.
All right. Sriram, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I've been speaking with Sriram Krishnamurthy, Chief Executive of Wipro Unza, and we've been talking about how research and innovation has catalyzed the rise of Carrie Jr. in Malaysia. Now, if you missed out on any part of the show, the podcast should be available on our website, bfm.my, any minute now. You can also find our podcast on the BFM mobile app as well as Spotify. Just look for Marketing Mojo. My name is Audrey Raj. Thank you for listening. Catch you again next week on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.